Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue in God's Word in Psalm 119, verse 71. You know, every day as we gather together in our time of devotion, I don't know about you, but it's so fun to read God's Word. And really the excitement to see how this psalmist is dealing with his life. And I think it's so important as we see how he deals with it. And, you know, things and circumstances of life hasn't changed over the years. We still have problems, even as this psalmist had problems. And how he reacts to it is so important to us so we can learn and apply these things to our life. In this case, this morning, we read, "It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Huh? What are you saying? That it's good for me to be afflicted? I don't know about you, but I don't particularly like to have harm to come upon my life or to go through trials or tribulation. Man, just think of the stress alone what they bring. You know, especially if something happens to a family member or a friend or difficulties come in with a job or you got to move. You know, so many different things that could come upon our lives. But yet, here we're seeing the psalmist saying, you know, this has actually been good. He says, that I might learn thy statutes. He says that through the trials, clarity was coming to his life, that he's getting this better understanding of God and the faithfulness of God. I find in my own life that I have a tendency, a real tendency when I'm going through trials, to get this wake-up call. It seems like things are clear, you know, between what is right and what's wrong. And it brings me a place where I draw closer to the Lord when things are going difficult in my life. And so I believe that the psalmist is saying, he says, I've learned so much about God when I'm going through affliction and how good God is to my life, to be there for me, to help me, and not to leave me alone. You know, there are those who like to call trials like, you know, the devil's after me, everything's going bad. And it almost sounds like they're grumbling all the time while they're going through trials. But yet, trials and tribulations can be used for God's glory if we have the right attitude. And what I'm saying about this is Paul the Apostle is a man that amazes me. When I look at the writing, how the Holy Spirit moved in his heart, even in Philippians, where it tells us there, Philippians 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. And that always, of course, you know, really speaks about our scripture here this morning where he was being afflicted, where the psalmist was going through a hard time, yet he was needing to learn to rejoice in the midst of it. Not rejoicing for the trial, but rejoicing in that God is there with him to strengthen him, to comfort him, and that he could turn to him. Also, Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And so everything that might be happening in your life today or this week or the circumstances of life that you're facing, start to give thanks. You say, "Lord, I know you're here with me, that I know that you're going to help me, that you're going to lead me, that you're going to, you know, direct me, and I have you to rely upon." See, we have so much that we could give thanks. Paul talked about a life that went through some tough times. He writes to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, as he says in verse 23, he says, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labor more abundant, in stripes above measures, in prison more frequent, in death often." Otherwise, he's saying, speaking about those, you know, guys who would come along trying to say, "Hey, I am a minister of the Lord. I do so much." And Paul finally laid it down. He says, you know, "This is who I am. This is what I've gone through." He says, "I've labored with my hands." He was a tent maker, and he did a lot to take care of the ministry. But also as he was ministering, he says he had in stripes above measures. Although stripes aren't like a sergeant having stripes on the side of his arms, in case you were wondering what these stripes were, but rather there were the cruel stripes, the whipping that he would receive for the ministry of the gospel. And he also says he was in prison more frequent. And the prisons back then were not the luxury prisons of the day where you could watch TV or contact people and have visitors? No, they're more like dungeons in death often, where he was facing death. In verse 24, he says, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I was suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I had been in the deep. Otherwise, he was just floating around like a bobber in the water. In verse 26, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen. Otherwise, I wouldn't think I would have trouble from people around me. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren. Oh my goodness. Talking about a guy going through trials, a guy going through difficulties. In 27, we read in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and in nakedness. Besides those things that are without, he's talking about the afflictions that came out. He says, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. And now he's talking about the inner pressure that he was feeling. And as you drop down in verse 30, you see his attitude. Even as our psalmist says, that I might learn thy statutes, I go, Lord, help me to learn to have a right attitude as I'm going through difficulties, as I'm going through trials. As it says in verse 30, if I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concerns my infirmities. He says, I'm going to glory. I'm going to rejoice in God. In verse 31, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. He says, these are the things I'm going to do. As I'm going through these difficulties, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. You know, I got friends in ministry that, you know, they send me emails. They send me things that I look at. And I pray for them. And maybe you could join me in a prayer for those who are out in ministry doing things. Rather than having an attitude that sings, woe is me, that we'll be saying, praise God for the opportunity to serve him. And I don't know what we might be faced this day. I don't know. Life isn't easy at times. It gives us all kinds of different curves. But one thing that we do know, that we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. And as you think on that a little bit, that you serve a risen Savior, and that the fact the Bible tells us that we're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Let God be your strength this day. Let God be your victory. Rejoice in the Lord always, even this day. And so until next time, may God richly bless you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.